Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I'm Lauren Bault.
And I'm Cameo Wynn.
And we are Atypical Design Studio. This week, we have something super fun to talk about. I wanted to kind of dive into a little bit lighting.
Lighting is a good one.
Yes, the importance of lighting, some terminology that we could go over. Maybe how we use different lighting, some of your favorite lighting brands, some of your favorite lighting sources, common questions we get, things like that.
Great. So I love it. All so important. Lighting is like probably, I mean, one of the most important parts.
It is. Yeah.
Of an interior, in my opinion.
So when you, like, how do you start a project as it pertains to lighting?
Oh, gosh. I think, you know, it obviously depends what kind of space it is, whether it's residential or commercial, hospitality. I think all of those things play a role, obviously. So, you know, thinking about more of a residential type ambiance and the feeling that you want there, you know, we're looking at like a warmer Kelvin, as you would call it, which is the temperature of the lighting, you know, thinking through not having it feel, you know, too bright or fluorescent. You know, if it's going to be kind of a cozier space that you want to feel really intimate in, you know, you're not going to want to have a lot of overhead lighting. So just, it really, I think that's where I start, is like, what is the end goal for this space and the user experience once you're like done with the project, and then really layer it in.
Yeah, I think a lot of times people tend to go kind of aggro on can lights, and so that's fine, I think, as long as everything's dimmable. So that's like one thing. Is I like every switch
in the house
to be dimmable.
Have a dimmer.
Super important. And there's, I mean, whether you do sort of like the smart switch thing that you can control from your phone, some people are very into that and they push a button and it all like dims or lightens to the same height or a pre-programmed, you know, combination. I am not that tech savvy, so I just like...
I'm more
the
old
tactile.
School,
I like to have a switch.
I like to turn it on and off or
and
dim it.
Yes. So I think one of the important things is like, I think a rule of thumb generally is like every 6 feet to have a can light.
Yeah,
right?
Like five
to 6 feet.
Really kind of like 4 to 6. Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't, sometimes there's just like so many and it's really overwhelming. So I try to do, I live in a very old building too, with no overhead lighting. And so it's a lot of the old buildings and old houses are like that. It's just like all plug in or sconces and things like that. So I'm used to not having can lights. And then, so I always like tend to lean towards way less than is probably standard. But yeah, that I tend more to that like 6 feet. If we could get away with doing 2 or 3, I would do 2.
Yeah. I think, and for me, I like the option to be able to just like blast the space with light occasionally, but that's where I feel like the layering comes in. So, you know, if you have that overhead lighting, you can turn it on if you need to, if you want to have more of like a task-oriented experience, but having the layers of, you know, lamps and under cabinet lighting and, you know, lighting that washes a feature wall or that kind of stuff. Like, I think it's really important to have layers, obviously on different switches so that you can change it up. But yeah, I think, you know, ultimately, the overhead lighting has its place, but it's not cozy.
Right.
So you definitely need to make sure that you set up your lighting in a way that you can change, you know, the levels depending on what you're doing.
Yeah. And that's another thing is too, that is kind of that terminology. A lot of times when I say sconce, people are like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, what's a sconce? My interpretation of what a sconce is, not like looking it up, is just like a wall mounted fixture.
Light fixture.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, so there's things that are like flush mount, not flesh mount. Flush mount.
Flush.
Flush, meaning that it is, the fixture is flush to the ceiling, or like a semi flush mm-hmm. mount, which means it has a small drop.
Yes.
And so sconces are basically the same thing, but they're attached to the wall mm-hmm. instead of the ceiling. So mm-hmm. I think flush mount can be used interchangeably between either a sconce or a ceiling fixture.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's how I tend to use it.
Yeah. You know, I think there's like basic rules with lighting too. You know, certain heights you want to hang things at. You know, in a bathroom, you want to make sure that you get like a good direct light on your face. Mm-hmm. You know, in a dining room or a kitchen above an island, you know, you want to make sure that you hang a fixture at an appropriate level where it's kind of lighting up the space that you want it to light up, but it's also
impede your line
your
of sight.
View. Yeah. And it can really make or break a space to go like, that fixture is hung too high or that mm-hmm. fixture is hung too low. So it's really important to, I like to do it in the space and not just from a drawing.
Yeah, you can say like roughly rule of thumb, like 36 inches mm-hmm. over a counter. But some fixtures, like they do need to be hung higher because maybe they're like pretty large and the ceilings are tall and it's going to look funky if it's really low.
Yeah.
Or maybe sometimes it needs to be slightly lower because of whatever reason. Or you have multiple pendants, you know, that are going to be hung at different heights. But yeah, doing it in the space is always ideal, and kind of measuring it in person. And if even if you don't like want to hang the fixture, maybe just having like a cardboard cutout or mm-hmm. something that's like the general size of what the light fixture is going to be, and you can kind of determine how high above the countertop or the table you want it to sit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's you know, things to think about, like whether or not you want to have you know, switches that are three-way, or if mm-hmm. you you know, want to have a setting to where you can just, like Lauren said earlier, where you push a button and it creates a certain mm-hmm. level of lighting. You can have outlets that are switched, so all your mm-hmm. lamps go on from, you know, a switch instead of on the actual fixture.
Mm-hmm. And that's something that we usually do, like on a walkthrough with the electrician. Like, you can come up with a lighting plan for, you know, permitting or general placement.
Budgeting.
And, yeah. And mm-hmm. then, but I think then we always like to at least walk through the space and be like, okay, where does it make sense to have a switch? Where does it make sense to have an outlet? What do you want to connect? And kind of like going through that with the client. Because they may have different ideas about it than mm-hmm. we do.
Yeah. One other part of lighting when it comes to like more accent lighting, you know, whether it's like under shelf lighting or under a vanity or a wall wash, I think something that's really important is to make sure that you get the angles right and mm-hmm. You don't create hot spots. Mm-hmm. So that's something I think, or you know, the visual of, okay, you can't see that light from standing, but when you sit down, you're blinded by it. So just like thinking through all of those things.
That's also why I don't really like clear bulbs, because I feel like it's so like offensive. like the whole Edison bulb thing. Like there's a time and a place for it. But in general, I don't like clear bulbs at all, because it's like, I don't want to be looking at that filament. I just want to have like a nice soft glow.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's funny because I feel like some people will walk into a space and it just, you know, it doesn't feel quite right, but they don't know that it's because of the lighting, and it directly mm-hmm. is. So
I know my mom just bought a new house, and the kitchen pendants and the chandelier that came with the house had like blue light bulbs in it. And it was like, she was like, I just don't like the chandelier. And it was like, well, there's nothing wrong with the chandelier. It's the light bulbs that are like very offensive. So blue light definitely gives you that like cold warehousey vibe that doesn't probably shouldn't ever be used in a residential space.
Never in a residential. I think like the only time it's appropriate is if maybe there's a warehouse type of setting and there are no windows and, you know, it creates that kind of like outdoor feel, but it kind of does something to your mental health a lot. Yeah.
It's depressing.
It is honestly depressing. Yeah.
To live in that. It's like looking at a blue screen. That's why they are like wear blue screen glasses. Mm-hmm. That blue light is not good to around all the time. You need that warm.
So typically it's like a 2700 Kelvin. I think it's called Kelvin. We always just say K, so hopefully I'm using the right word. But that's really good for residential. I would say like 3000 to 3500 is more like your office space. Mm-hmm. And then you really only want to bump up to that like 4000, 5000 in extreme circumstances, like a warehouse,
a freezer.
Where you go to die.
Your deep freezer can be blue light.
Yes. Yeah. Hospitals. You know, like it makes sense in those. Where you go to die. I think it's just one of those things. It's really important to think through and consider all the different like layering and heights and scale and tones and how it operates.
And even when you're doing can lights now, there's so many options when it comes to like the size of the can. And you know, you can get them really small now, and they still give off like the same amount of light because the technology's improved. And so there's ways to make it look more minimal. You don't have to have like the big bulky like can lights that have huge trim on them. Mm-hmm. Or if you're going for that look, you know, they still sell those.
They still have them.
Yeah.
I think the placement of the cans, aside from just like how far apart they are, that's also really important. So, you know, like let's say in a kitchen, for example, or a bathroom, you always kind of want to put the can light sort of at the edge of your workspace. So a countertop or something like that. Because if it's too far back, then your body will block that light and you don't get, you know, the light that you need on your workspace. If it's too far forward, it's sort of blinding and doesn't create a good experience. So a lot of little tricks of the trade there. Mm-hmm.
And then you also want to make room for your decorative lighting, you know, like pendants that are like a single fixture that hangs down, or chandelier, that's something that's more decorative and typically larger. It's kind of how I differentiate pendant and chandelier.
Yeah.
I think they are slightly interchangeable. A chandelier can be a pendant, but a pendant...
Suspended lighting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you ever like go to an Airbnb or a vacation home or something and just rearrange all of the light fixtures to kind of create a mood? Oh, I totally do that. Yeah, I've like had circumstances where they have those terrible bulbs in and I'll like put a scarf over it. Really? Like, just because.
Just leave all the lights off.
Yeah, that works too.
Blue lights. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, it's super important, but also super fun. I think like, it can be like jewelry, you know, kind of aside from just the task element of it and like the need that you have to be able to see. Mm-hmm. It is really fun to use lighting from like a decorative perspective and aesthetically have like fun with light fixtures. They can kind of be like art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. They can be very sculptural. I also love that like, I don't know if it's coming back or if it's just kind of like still there, hanging on by a thread, but I think it's kind of coming back is like the like ornate, like fabric, table lamp covers, like lampshades that are really cool. Like there's leopard print ones, there's florals. Again, like House of Hackney has some really cool ones that have fringe and I don't know, they're super fun. I love the idea of using a lampshade that's super decorative. It softens the space in that it's made of fabric, and it's also like a super fun way that it's almost like a throw pillow. You don't have to like keep it forever, you can swap it out.
Yeah, that's true. It's a fun way to update a light fixture for sure.
I've also worked with clients that have like existing lamps that sometimes the bases are super dope and like vintage or antiques and they're really cool. They just have like a really gross lampshade on them that's been there for like 30 years. And so it's like, oh, if you just swap out this lampshade,
it's a whole new thing.
It's going to look amazing. It's going to look like a whole new fixture.
Yeah, I've done that too. So, and it's fun too to like, you know, even have, if you're more into like the modern minimalist vibe, like I think you can still bring a little bit of that into a space. Cause I feel like sometimes they're like, people feel like, oh, that's kind of a grandma type
Or like
thing.
Cottagecore.
But I feel like if you throw a pop of it in the right way, it still feels current and not too over the top.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
What are some other fun things you like to do with lighting or sources that you're liking right now?
I mean, I was even just thinking about like Annie Lee Parker and all of her like painted lampshades and stuff. It's really cool to,
you know, they're like made out of ceramic, right? She's a ceramic artist.
You know, I think we love In Common With, we love Apparatus, of course. What's the other one that starts with an A?
We'll think of it. This is what happens when we don't
pay. I know. Well, but that's also part of the fun
it's
of
part
it, right?
Of the charm. I know my dad was like watching one of our like outtake snippets on Instagram and he was like, you guys should really like prepare a little bit before you start recording.
But then it's not authentic.
Yeah, then what? We're like reading from the news, like, burp, 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 this just in.
This just in, this light fixture is the way to go.
No, I think, In Common With is like pretty much a staple for us. I feel like we use them in almost every project, at least in some capacity. They are very cool. Again, ceramics, they use a lot of glass, like blown glass, and they have a pretty decent price point. They start pretty affordable and then they go up to super expensive depending on, you know, if it's a hand blown glass fixture and how large it is. But they have super cool, super fun stuff in a bunch of different colors. Apparatus is very high end, very much, you know, made to order, customizable.
Lindsay Edelman
is another one of those
really
that's
great
like
one.
Crazy bananas art, glass,
beautiful.
And metal art.
Talk about jewelry.
It is. Really is. And then we've got, who else do we like to use? Who's that guy from Mexico? David Pompa.
He does
cool stuff. He's from, they use like lava rock or something like that in their
fixtures. Travertine.
So that's
of
some cool
stone.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's something, I always like where I go to look for like the new stuff is always the Future Perfect because I feel like they've always got sort of
up and coming artists
that are doing like either established lighting designers or they're like kind of doing like a collab or they're doing a limited edition run of something really cool in lighting.
And we didn't really talk about exterior lighting, but I mean, that's also super important. Landscape lighting, you know, you can see all of that from indoors. And so, again, it's just like the layers of ambiance and creating a really cool experience with fun different fixtures.
Yeah. Well, there you have it.
Good stuff.
Anything else you want to add about lighting?
I don't think so. I mean, just, I think I always end with this, like, have fun with it.
Yes.
Be creative. Obviously, it's there for a purpose, but it also is important to, you know, think outside of the box a little.
Yeah. So, cool. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We appreciate you.
We'll see you again next week.
Yeah, give us a call if you need help with lighting projects. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.